That is a...
How are you doing?
This is the movie show.
On...
Active TV and Active FM.
Thank you.
I'm Sesh.
My name's Ryan.
And we have a guest on today's show.
Guess Yo. Who he is.
Woo, 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 woo.
Hi.
So give us your name.
My name is Neville. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Neville, what do you do? What do you enjoy doing?
What do I enjoy doing?
Yes. Why are you here?
I'm here because, you know, I make animations.
He makes animations.
Yeah, yeah.
2D animations.
2D animations. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And how long have you been making these 2D animations for?
It's been, I think, 5 years now.
5 years.
Yeah, it's been 5 years. I started in 2018.
2018.
Yeah, if my math is correct, that's about 5 years.
What made you get into like anime? Of all the things, you could have mm-hmm. become an astronaut. You could have become mm-hmm. what else could you have become? Right? Could have become a
thief.
Mm. Yeah, I could have become a thief as well.
That took a very dark turn.
Why would you want to become a thief? No, I'm joking.
Whoa!
Hey, I'm just joking.
Okay. So why animation?
I'm just joking.
I always liked, you know, cartoons as a kid. You know, it was like my pastime. I used to draw like all the time as
okay,
a kid.
Okay, cool.
Like, I used to spend hours just drawing, and then so I always wanted to do something with cartoons, but you know, you can't really. It's not very lucrative, you know. And so everyone was like, "Nah, you should become a doctor or something."
Lawyer.
Yeah, and then my friend Lindelani, shout out Lindelani if he's watching this, he like showed me animation for the first time, and then I just fell in love with it, and then I just couldn't get away, you know, and then I just started doing it, and then never stopped.
Nice.
And then I think I posted my first video in maybe 2019 on YouTube, and yeah, you know, the rest.
Did it blow up? Did it?
No.
Is it?
It did terrible for a while. Like, I was just posting videos to nobody.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you were just kind of just sticking it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just putting things. But then, to be fair, you know, it wasn't good. It wasn't good videos because I had just started. And so I think maybe my thing, my video started taking off like last year. Really.
Okay.
Yeah. So since then, I was just making them. And then
so that's like your roadmap to where you are now.
To where you are.
Yeah.
That's great.
Pretty much.
I'm sure you got a lot of tips for inspiring artists like yourself. Already.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you are an artist, you just need to get better, you know, just spend a lot of time trying to get better at whatever it is that you're doing. Don't focus on, you know, the views.
Yeah.
And all of that. Just focus on getting good. And then once you get good, people will notice. And then, you know, people will watch your stuff.
Did you ever get like feedback from people or anything like that?
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, from my friends. But, you know, they were trying to be nice. Like, oh, these are good, but they're terrible.
I heard there's a guy, Andrew Price, mm-hmm. that I often listen to his podcasts. Mm-hmm. And he often interviews a lot of artists that are, like, in the mainstream kind of thing. They've been involved in movies. They've been doing stuff. Sometimes even kids, man, like kids. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have school, you know?
Right.
And often when they ask them what, he often gives like the top 10 tips of how to get better at your art. And one of the things that he often says is get feedback, send it off to someone, like mm-hmm. someone that they know that's well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll say like, you know, give me feedback, be honest. You said your mm-hmm. friends were trying to be nice.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm sure you had to like read between the lines. Like,
right. Well, I did get feedback from like one of these other YouTubers who like really inspired me. I don't know if you'll know him, but he goes by like Young Don. I like went into his Discord one time, and then I showed him my work.
There you go.
Yeah, and then he was like, he tried to be nice about it, and then he was like, yeah, you just need to get a little better. And then I was like, okay. And then that's what I did. I just focused on like making my stuff good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
big ups to that, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
How did that affect? Because I know, like, I saw a post once that spoke about as an artist when mm-hmm. you like post something online. Like mm-hmm. views and stuff like that can often have a very, like, very big, I don't know, like,
like, ugh.
Yeah, because like you create something mm-hmm. and like you even improve and get better mm-hmm. and then like you find someone else who posts something and like it's really not that good. Like it's honestly not that good and they've got like thousands of views and you're just like...
Yeah.
Because also like social media, it's a funny thing. Even like YouTube, it's a funny mm-hmm. thing because like if you tap into and figure out how to work like the SEO and the algorithm and stuff like that, you can get your stuff like... really good or mm-hmm. like you can get a lot of views even though your stuff is not quality.
That is so like that is true.
How did that affect, because as an artist that can often then affect like your
why am I doing why am I even doing
like it's like
because animation is time consuming, right?
It is
so like did you experience that and like how did you overcome that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's very demoralizing at times when you like work all night and day on a video and then you post it and it gets like 10 views, you know, and then
dislike.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah. And then like a fire emoji in the comments. It does get discouraging. But also, I think with social media, you just, it is a game that you have to play. And it does get exhausting, you know, trying to trick the algorithm and all of that. But you do have to play the game, unfortunately. You have to learn what goes viral, what do people like. What kind of sounds and audios are trending and then use those, you know, it's not fun because sometimes you just want to do art, you know, you just want to make what you want to make.
Hey.
But the cameraman then just said facts.
Yeah.
Touching him
it's
deep.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But if you're trying to grow a social media, you're going to have to play the game and do the tips and tricks and all of that. But for me personally, you know, I had a long time where I was just getting zero views, you know, and so I just, you know, it's important to just, you know, just keep going.
Yeah.
Really, there's not much you can do about it, except for, you know, do the tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
But if not, you just have to keep going. And then eventually someone's going to notice it, you know, and be like, yo, this is cool. And then more people will notice it, hopefully.
That's deep, man.
Yeah.
I think you can apply that to anything in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think also you have to look at, like, what is your measure of success? Because, like, if you're going, okay, I'm successful because my video got 5,000 views, then, but you created something only because other people wanted you to make that. Like, for me, that's not art. That's like...
You see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And even in movies, we experience that. You have movies and you're like, why did you use Dwayne Johnson as that guy?
Exactly.
Why did you use him? No, because he's trending. Yeah. Ah.
Or like you use a certain audio or sound bites because that's, you know, blowing up on social media.
Yeah.
But like that's not true to you as an artist. Mm. Or is success, I've got 5 views on my channel, but I made this exactly how I wanted to make it. And I'm super, super proud of it. And I'm going to keep on making these things like they are regardless of views. So in other words, do you measure your success by your view rate or do you measure it by... the quality of what you've created. So I think that's the battle for every artist because like there's lots of artists, especially on YouTube. I mean YouTube is full of art and like do you
hey.
I think you have to get to the point where you go, you know what, even though this thing didn't blow up with views, I'm gonna keep on going.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep on improving and getting better.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, you need to not care as much.
Yeah.
You know, because I think when my thing started taking off, I was like at a point where I had even like left doing animations for a while. Like I think I went like maybe 6 months without animating because I was just so...
Why?
Yeah, I was just, I didn't want to do it anymore. Like it just, I got burnt out basically.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there was a time where I was like making 7-minute animations like weekly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then I just got burnt out.
7-minute animations weekly?
Yeah, like minimum 7 minutes. Maximum 7 minutes. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
If you don't understand what I'm saying, that's insane. How long does a 7-minute animation take?
I was spending like maybe 4 to 8 hours a day. Like every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Just
work.
You're a professional, man.
That's crazy. You were like doing it as a day job, but literally.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was worried, but.
She's okay now. You're okay now.
Yeah, she was like, but. Yeah, and then I got burnt out. And then, you know, a few months down the line, you know, I'd like to say I felt like God basically, like, was, like, leading me back into making animations. And then I had, like, these ideas. And then, my passion kind of came back. But then this time I was like, I'm just going to make something. I don't care if it hits, whatever. And then I made a video, and then it went crazy. And then it was like, I was like, whoa, what? And then, you know, my page took off as well. So, like, there is a level of, like, just letting it go a little bit so that it can grow. Yeah, there's something to that.
And I think don't let it consume your identity.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, it doesn't, the views don't make you a good artist.
For sure.
Because there's some, there are videos on YouTube. There's literally, I think, like 10 hours of silence. I'm not even joking. There are videos like that on YouTube, and they have views for days, like days of views. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's not art. That's not that's someone being very funny and, you know, like utilizing nothing to create money and wealth on YouTube.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think views make you an artist, if that makes sense.
That's a bandwidth waster.
Right.
Who's that other artist? There's like this artist, I forget his name, but like he made art for a very long time. And nobody
saw him.
Yeah.
Like as in like painter back.
Yeah, he was like a painter. And then when he died, then
wasn't it Picasso?
Might have been. He like chopped his ear off because he was so depressed.
I think this is this dude did this.
Yeah.
The musicians as well of that time, like all of the Beethovens and Tchaikovsky, they were slaves. They were actually servants those like artists wasn't like today, you know, like if you're an artist, you're basically a celebrity in a way. Back then you were like the servant, you know, like we don't have radio, so please come play music for me. And there's Beethoven, you know, like Anyway, so we wanna check out some of your work. He has brought us work to check out. Yeah. Anything you wanna say before we?
No, there's no.
No.
Yeah, just you know, you can just.
So you post on like YouTube and Instagram
and TikTok.
And TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay, those are your three. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll link his links. link his links down below, so you can go check him out if you want. But we're gonna check out some of his work. Are you nervous?
No.
No, you're just like a...
It's out there.
Yeah,
it's already out there.
It's out there.
Yeah. Okay, is there one that's like your favorite that you're going to show us?
Yeah. I think it's the first one there on the screen.
Okay.
Second one. Wait. Yeah, that one.
Okay, so we're going to start with his favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ready, Ryan?
Yeah, let's go.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to show you. Beautiful morning.
That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's the green hoodie.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me give you context. So before the show, our cameraman Maverick, show yourself on camera, bro. Show yourself. He's even in a green hoodie. So we're like getting stuff ready for the show, and Maverick's like watching the screen, and he's like, "Oh wait. Wait, is this yours?" It's like, I know this animation. You're the guy with the green hoodie. So, there we go. Yep, so is that like your, what's it called?
You know what's crazy? I don't own a green hoodie.
You don't own a green hoodie?
You own a hoodie, dude.
I own a hoodie.
You don't own a green hoodie.
I own
hoodie.
Every other color.
You were like going to the color picker. You're like, green, yellow, no, green.
You need a green hoodie. That's like an essential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like what made you choose the green hoodie?
I don't know. I just like the color.
Do you like the green solid, man.
Yeah, green is a good color.
It's a good color.
Can't go wrong with green.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot you can do with green.
Yeah, there is a lot you can do with green.
Right. Wait.
Green screen.
Okay.
Key it out. Okay. So they like put anything there, you know?
Okay.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
So is that like your standard like time? No, you said you do make longer ones.
Yeah, I do make longer ones. I think maybe the longest is like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Like a 2 minute video. I think the one where I did a skit about like Adam and Eve is like 2 minutes maybe. It might be a minute.
Should we do that one next? Adam and Eve.
Yeah, it's like the eighth one.
Just
no, up number eight. Yeah, that one.
Adam and Eve.
Adam, stop hiding. I can see you. Come on. How did you know I was over there? I'm God. Anyway, why were you hiding? Oh, you know, because I was naked and I didn't want you to see me naked and stuff. Wait, who told you you were naked? Adam, tell me the truth. It was Eve. It's all her fault. She made me do it. I didn't want to do it. I told her that God said we shouldn't eat the fruit. But then she came over here and just gave me the fruit. And you know, the fruit did look really good. So I just ate it. It's all her fault. The lizard tricked me, okay? He started telling me sweet nothing, and I believed him. Oh, me. Listen, I'm going to have to curse all of y'all now. What? Why? I didn't do anything. It's all her fault.
But you were supposed to like
leave her and stuff, right? You're letting her run around here talking to
me. Actually, I'm just a serpent. You know, the Bible doesn't really explain what kind of serpent I am.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? Now you have no legs. Get out of here.
This is not fair.
I did nothing. I don't do this.
Matter of fact, please, get out. Get out my garden, bro. I'm going to have to fix all of this.
Away.
Now all of humanity is ruined forever. Jesus, you're going to have to go down there, bro.
Jesus, you're gonna have to go down there. Yeah, that was solid. Yeah. That was solid. I think that one might be okay. I haven't seen much of your work, but that one's definitely at the top there. I like.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
That was awesome.
So, do you do a lot of like Bible?
Yeah. Like basically, my whole thing is like just Christian
animation.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. Because I think also like the animation sphere, mm-hmm. right? Like animation, because it's generally made for kids, mm-hmm. right? Is normally, you know, that like they would make it for kids. So at some points it was like censored and stuff like that. You know, you wouldn't just have anything in there.
Yeah.
But like nowadays, like it's crazy. I had someone at work this week show me there's this animation where it's literally two fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're raising this kid. They've got a son, mm-hmm. and they're raising him. And the whole thing, they're basically telling him like, you can be whatever you want, like whatever you feel you are, mm-hmm. like that. That's who you must be. Yeah. And like, it's literally this gay couple that are raising a kid, and it's a cartoon. And I was just like,
yeah,
what on earth is happening?
Yeah.
So like, I really think that
what
this is
rubbish.
Important. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming after the kids, man.
If I had a kid, I'd be like, okay, never mind. This is it. This is all you can watch. And then, mm-hmm.
yeah,
like,
just showing my stuff.
Out another video. My kid's bored. Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely do want to make more stuff, longer stuff.
Longer stuff.
Yeah, but I want to get a team, though.
Yeah.
You know, of people, God willing, you know, if I can get my finances.
So if you're like, if you're interested in collabing and you're like an animator,
yeah.
and you please like,
for sure.
comment down below. Mm-hmm. Comment down below. Yeah, mm-hmm. I also actually think that the whole like collaborative space is really important, especially for like artists who like are upcoming and like aspiring artists. It's really important to like find people that like love what you do, mm-hmm. and like work together, and then because it makes it easier.
Absolutely.
And it also gets your work further out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there is artists that I work with that I have worked with in the past, but most of them are like in the States. You know, I need to find more
local
people.
The whole working online though does work, because like, you know, I'm sure you know, you do know Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Of course,
right?
It's my favorite movie.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the second film, they actually worked on it during the whole lockdown situation, and they literally had artists from every country working around the clock. So because they had an artist in like literally every country around the globe, they literally were working on that movie like 24 hours
constantly.
And then they even got that kid, you know, he the first film, he turned the trailer into a Lego version. I don't know if you know that.
I think I've seen something like that. Yeah.
Then what they did was they found him, contacted him, and got him involved. You know, in the second film, they go to that Lego universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. That's that kid's animation. He actually, he got involved in the film. So.
And he was doing school.
So. Okay. So I do think the online thing works, but at the same time, it definitely helps being with a team, you know, doing stuff together.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
And the script, you obviously script the stuff.
Yeah, everything is me.
Yeah.
You
know,
what's your process? Tell us, where does it start? Then where do you go into next? And
well, it starts with like me, you know, scrolling TikTok, and then I find something on TikTok, and then I'm like, I want to make something like that. Similar. Mm-hmm. And then I just write a script of my own, kind of like in my own way. And then once I'm done with the script, I record the audio, and then I storyboard, which storyboarding is like, you create like a general outlook of the video, what the scenes are.
Where do you storyboard? Do you just like paper? Do you have like an app you do it on?
I do it in Adobe Animate.
Okay.
I just storyboard in Adobe Animate, and then once I'm done storyboarding, I start with the final, and then I just you know, spend hours and hours toiling.
Just right. Sweating. <through.
laughs> Yeah.
Irritated. Yeah, yeah. And what, like, when do you work? Like, hours?
Man, at this point, I'm like, I work like 12 hours. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, I take walks, you know. Yeah, yeah. And then I, like, work out and stuff. Try to, you know, not destroy my body, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
That's actually a very good thing to talk about. Because, like, animators, anyone, especially with film, anyone who's involved in post-production with film, you're, like, sitting for hours looking at a screen.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, hectic. Like, from a health perspective, because, I mean, we've even done all-nighters. Because, like, when you have a deadline, you have a deadline, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I always find that if, like, especially if you've got your storyboard and everything sorted out, if you don't have to problem solve, then...
But you always have you to just problem work. Solve.
But when it comes to the point, you're like, okay, am I going to... This thing... I don't know how I'm going to... Wait, what? No.
Yeah.
And then she's just I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I think walking is important. I like that, like the whole walking, I think, because it also clear.
Yeah, I love
physically
walking.
And mentally.
Don't you battle when you're like on a roll? You're like, I don't want to walk right now. I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this.
Yeah. So sometimes I like have to pull myself from my desk. Yeah. I have to like fight.
You're like, no, dude, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Because it would be really bad if I didn't walk. Mm. I remember one time, Thabo and him were like making fun of me because I was complaining about my knees. Because like, my knees got really bad at one point because I was not like exercising at all. Yeah, and so like whenever I would like stand up, like my knees would buckle and it was hectic, bro. It was so hectic.
That's crazy. Tabo's back there laughing.
Yeah, it was very hectic.
Tabo, be so, a good friend. Yeah. What's wrong with you? Your friend's knees are out just suffering and you're laughing at him.
Just some sympathy.
Just making fun of me. But then, yeah, that was like an awakening. I was like, man, I need to take better care of myself. Yeah.
No, I think that's a very, very good point with like, with all artists.
Yeah,
take care of yourself from a health perspective as well.
Yeah.
And like, creative block. How do you deal with it? Does it happen often?
Man, I honestly pray about it.
Okay.
Yeah, like I just ask God to give me ideas, and then he does. Recently, that's what I've been doing.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how I deal with creative block, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's really cool. I like that answer, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's like
simple.
There's no other way to really deal with it. Because when you have that block, it's like you just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just want to sit and like
be
lazy or something.
Yeah. I suppose he is the source of creativity. So like if you're not able to be creative, just like go to the source.
Yeah.
You're like,
for sure.
Okay, we've been through this already. Remember, I wanted you to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So go read Genesis 1 verse 1.
Right.
In the
beginning. You're like, oh my gosh.
This is Benedict. You remember you're sweating time. And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
And okay, this one, Ryan actually helps me a lot with this. So I script write. Mm-hmm. And one thing about a writer, I'm sure every writer on earth would agree with me, is procrastination is such a big battle. And I remember like, you are the ones, I was just like, I was procrastinating like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
And I still said it in the office. I was just like, oh. Like, you know, you go to YouTube and next month you're watching, no one I know about the 10 hours of silence on YouTube.
I hate those.
Because like, you're like, why am I, what am I watching? What? How did I get you? Like, I don't even know. Procrastination leads you to funny places. But like Ryan once just said to me like, you know what, Sash, you know what the best thing to do is? And I was like, what, Ryan? And he was like, just start. And I still remember, I was so irritated with him. I was just like, how dare you?
Why do you know?
I never thought of that.
And then I started, I was like, oh, that was good.
He's like,
Yeah. Once you get that first like 30 minutes in, you're locked in. Yeah.
So like, what would your advice also be? Like, right, like just start? Or like, how to overcome procrastination?
Yeah, just start. Or like, you know, make the task a little smaller. Because sometimes we like inflate it in our head.
It's too big.
Yeah. So
and then you don't want to start.
You're like,
I agree.
Yeah, so make it a little smaller, more manageable.
Yeah.
Break it down over the week, maybe. Yeah, I don't know, if you have the time. But, you know, deadlines are also very motivating, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm. So set a deadline, you know.
Yeah.
Try to hit it. And, those work for me most of the time.
Do you animate like every day of your life?
No, I take Sundays off.
Okay.
Yeah, Sundays the Sabbath.
Nice.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Even from a creative perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do think that's important.
Yeah,
I think that like...
Yeah.
Because, like, I know for myself, like, especially when you're in a creative space, like, mm-hmm. you'll literally carry on working, mm-hmm. even though you shouldn't carry on working. Like, mm-hmm. like, you actually, you need to, like, stop. You should be sleeping, you know, like, stuff like yeah. that. So I think that that whole, like, set a boundary where you know, okay, mm-hmm. Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday is not.
Yeah, I'm not very strict with it, though. I used to be very strict with it. But that's because I was, like, you know, I believed that we were supposed to keep, like, the law, you know. But then after I got out of that, I haven't been really strict with it. Some Sundays I work, depending on how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, I might as well just work because why not?
I've got nothing to do right now.
There's nothing else better to do. But then I do try to just relax. But then again, I do battle with, like, you know, whenever I do relax, usually I'm just on TikTok. You know, I'm just sitting, scrolling for hours.
That's the thing about TikTok.
Yeah. And so that usually makes me not want to take breaks because I'm like, I'm just going to be doing.
Wasting time.
Yeah. So, like, I might as well just work.
For it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do try to take breaks very often.
Yeah.
Yup. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do? I'm just curious.
Well, I sit here with a microphone.
Okay.
And I talk to people like you.
Right.
Or about stuff that you guys make. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's far.
That's crazy. So basically, we are film enthusiasts.
We are the movie show.
We are the movie show, so hence the movie show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we've made films before. Ryan's always been more of the cinematographer. Mm-hmm. He's done animation. Like, he does, like, sick, like, 3D models on Blender.
Oh, there you
like
go.
Like, super sick. Okay. Yeah. That
you're going to say animation, I'll be like...
In fact, he's actually... Yeah. He's created... don't say the word. I'm going to get it. 3D assets. Ha, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. He sells 3D assets online.
Oh, okay.
He created this sick briefcase. Yeah.
Okay. I love that weapon case.
Yeah.
And then...
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then I'm more on the script writings, acting. Uh-huh. But you know how, like...
Directing.
When you're starting out, like, you end up doing everything because... Mm. Yeah, like, the job needs to happen.
Yeah,
and, like, there's two of us.
Yeah.
Like, me and Ryan go way back. Like, way back. Yeah. But,
So you struggle with, like, delegating, basically?
No.
Okay.
I think at first it was we needed to build a team.
Mm-hmm.
Which we've got a team now around us. But I think also that's why I brought up the whole collaborations are important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I know... There's a lot of people who are interested in the... I'm just taking the film sphere here, like, because obviously animation also fits in with that.
There's people,
like,
who actually want to do it.
Yeah, and then there's the industry, and then there's the politics of the industry, which make it not easy for people to get involved in the industry type of thing. Like, you kind of have to know the right people. Or even you get in the industry, and then, like, you work a job.
Pause.
You work a job, and then... yeah, like, after that, you're like, okay. Or, like, I know many people who've
Wait, what just happened? What was that? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was confused. I didn't know what was happening.
Take care.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
I don't know. So, they work a job, and then afterwards, it's like, okay, then the opportunity's gone. Or I know not a lot of people who went to film school. Like, they've actually gone to film school, and now they're not doing film at all. They're, like, doing... teaching somewhere in, like, Vietnam or something like that. So, like, I think that's why it's important to, like, find people that, like, love what you do, not necessarily the same thing. So, like, you're an animator, for example, but, like, to then get together and then you can, like, start creating and, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's...
Yeah.
I think my...
passionate people.
I think my first experience with working with a proper team, because often I'd work by myself, you know, we'd film stuff and then I'd have to do everything, but then... Do you remember when we did that chessboard animation and then also the barbershop? Mm. And then, like, there were guys who were in school as well.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, there was Junior. He was, like, young. And
it was Jeff.
Yeah.
Did Jeff work on it?
The barbershop or the chessboard?
No.
We were getting there. But then, like, we sat together. We were like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Also, like, storyboard. And then we kind of had the assets that we needed to do. Then we split between the two of us. Gave deadline. It was awesome. It was a nice experience. Yeah. And then we just had the whole thing out. It was worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not good with working with other people. I'm not.
I don't think a lot of artists are.
Yeah.
And in fact, I don't think artists are good at working with other people.
Yeah.
Because then you get the whole like, no, we're going to do it this way. And then you're like, no, that's not my style.
But that's never going to work.
But then when you can get past that and like start working together, then like that's... But I think it's easier as an artist. It's easier to just work by yourself. Because then you have like creative freedom. You, it's, there's no, and also I think artists to a degree can be socially awkward people, like to a degree.
Yeah.
Like I think when you know each other, like I know us as a team here, and I've heard people even comment on us. Like as a team, I don't know. I don't know if you thought we were awkward, but we're not awkward together. Okay. So like if we're together in a room, like we'll be out here, like you know. But if you
but put send all of us to somewhere an unknown area,
separate us, put us by ourselves in an air, and literally like I even someone said of Thabo like. Thabo's crazy. Like, why? I've never seen him like that. And I was like, no, that's Thabo. You just don't
with
know
that,
him like that. Yeah.
With that, I remember us driving to somewhere specific where there were going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I just broke the ice. I'm like, okay, guys, so when we get there, we stick together, right? Yeah. Don't and Thabo was like, yeah.
Don't split up.
Yeah. Let's just stick together. Don't talk to anybody
else. We once did an open day on, like, guys, this is what we're doing. Because, like, for us, Active TV, we want to build a production company.
Right.
So, like, we're going to have an open day. We're going to bring artists. We're going to show them, okay, guys, this is our plan. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, guys, don't be awkward. And everyone was just like,
in the room, people over there, we're up here.
People were traumatized. Yeah. People were just like, oh my god.
We're all together. We're like, go
talk to him. No, don't you go talk to him. Together. I want to go talk to him. Yeah, so I think, like,
what should I say? I don't know. Show them the lights.
Yeah. So I think, like, show them the lights.
Exactly.
That could be a good thing, though, because if he's interested in the lights,
so
you know,
this
like,
is our lights. Yeah, it's got a button. I can go different colors.
And you could change it to pink. The red's not working at the moment. Actually, the red should be working if the pink's are
here. Yeah, we're planning on fixing that.
Yeah, we're going to fix
that. Do you have any ideas on how to fix that?
Yeah. So yeah, it does get awkward.
Yeah, it does get awkward.
Recently, I was at church and, like, had a very awkward, like, experience. Like, I was trying to be nice. You know, I seen this dude standing alone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, let me go talk to bro, him, you know? I went over there. It was the most awkward conversation of my life. I couldn't even, like, say bye after that.
What?
I was like, this was so bad.
Oh, no.
Did you just, like...
I was...
I'm walking away now.
Yeah, I just got there. And I was like, what's up, dude? And he was like...
And was like, that's the worst.
He didn't even answer. He just nodded. Hectic.
And then immediately, like, I just wanted to like, tuck myself in a ball and roll away.
Roll away?
Yeah.
So you're here today, hey?
Yeah. And I was like, you enjoying the church? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, no. The short answers are the worst. The short answers, you're just like,
nice shoes. Yeah. And you look at them, you're like.
And then he just says, thanks.
Yeah.
Do you like my shoes? Do you want to know where I got them from?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you anyway. So if you look at the bottom of my shoe, yeah, you see it's talking. So what happened was...
You have to tell them anyway.
I could make an animation out of this.
That's where all great animation started.
Yeah.
From awkward conversations.
Awkward conversations. Yeah, I've had a lot. It's really tough being social.
Yeah. It is tough.
Being social is very difficult.
Yeah, no, I actually think most artists, like, can... It's you know, I found recently, so a shout out to a guy named CM. He's a photographer and a videographer and an editor. He's everything, you know, because when you do these type of things, you become everything. But he's like super extroverted, like super, 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 super extroverted. And like when I'm with him, I'm so grateful because I'm like, if I know you, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Like on the movie show, I know people here. So that's why I am like this. But if I'm not on the movie show and I don't know you, I'm not like this. Like I'm like... This is not me. Like, I will stand there and be like, say something. Say, and then, like, nothing comes to mind. And now you're just like, I have nothing to say right now. Like, I'm just...
Yeah, you just become super reserved.
Yeah, you're just like... But, like, this guy, he's crazy. He's, like, he's awesome. And then it's nice being with him because then you don't have to, like, do all the work. So if you can, try and find, like, someone who's, like, super extroverted and just, like...
Yeah. I can be extroverted if I want to, though. But... I usually don't want to. So that's the problem. And then, you know, I get to places and it's really difficult. But recently I have been trying to, like, get out of that, you know. Yeah. I was just telling Thabo that I was talking to my Uber driver, which is something I've been challenging myself to do lately, you know, basically tell them the gospel, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that very often.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you get like really cool people, and then you get into like deep conversations with them. Yeah. But then sometimes you'll find people who are like, they don't really want to talk.
Yeah. I find that's often suspicion. I think that's what I found with some of them.
Yeah, they
do. Especially if you're like driving and they don't know the area, that's often what it is. And then I can see, they're focused on on that.
Yeah, we do need to like give them, you know, some grace.
Yeah.
The other person, because sometimes I guess people just don't like.
They just want to do their job. Hey, dude, I'm just picking you up, I'm dropping you off.
And yeah. And then
maybe they're going through like something. Like you don't know what's happening in this person.
Have you ever had a hell of a day and like the bolt drop, and then you have that, you're like, okay, I'm going to talk to the. You get in the bolt, and then like that thought comes to you, and you're like, nah, man, today's just. Yeah. I'm just. Can I just go?
I have an animation about
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can we have it?
Let's go.
Wait.
Let's go.
Can you like scroll down a little?
What is the name of your art piece?
It's basically captioned when you wanna tell someone the gospel, but you're an introvert.
Oh, nice. For real.
Yeah.
Okay, Neville, share the gospel with this random Uber driver. We spoke about this. I don't like speaking to strangers. You know this. Just do it. Come on. You might be planting a seed, okay? You're going to have to find someone else because you got the wrong guy, pal. No. You do it. I'm telling you to do it. Do it. What if he gets mad and like kicks me out of his car because when he was like a toddler, he got molested by like a Catholic preacher. Now he hates everything associated with the Christian faith. What if he's a wizard and like starts putting a spell on me while I'm giving him the gospel? What if he kidnapped me because he's like of another faith and believes that he has to kill all Christians to please his God? When you said I'd have to die for my faith, I did not think you meant this soon. I still need to get married and have kids.
This
you know?
Is good. Like, this is
what about my future wife? She needs me. Never. That's some high-level overthinking. I wish you put so much energy into your prayer life instead of putting it into coming up with random scenarios that will never happen. You don't know that. I do. I'm the spirit of God. I know everything. Alright. This is where I leave you. Yes. This is me. This is me. Now, Neville, before you close the door, just tell him Jesus loves him. That's easy. Alright, bro. Have a good day. What was that? I panicked.
You're a lot to deal with.
You're a lot to deal with. Ain't we all? That's so good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I've had that exact dialogue in like an Uber.
Oh, that was an experience. was like, though you should put like a tag before like based on true life events.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's like my brain will just go to the most random things, bro.
You know what's comforting? It's like, I thought I was the only one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I haven't been in that exact situation.
Yeah.
But like, I can so relate to that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, great. Okay, I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Yeah, we all going through it.
We all have a whack story like that. Yeah, you know. There are so many other videos that you brought that we don't have time to look at.
Yeah,
but I feel like there's definitely like a welcome back part two.
Go check out his
go check out his
TikTok page,
his TikTok, his YouTube.
Scroll
his
through that.
Go subscribe.
Yeah,
definitely. And subscribe here as well, guys. Because remember,
yeah,
we can bring people. If you subscribe, because then people want to come, right?
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, it's not like we're going to call you. You know, maybe they're also paranoid. You know, this is a Christian thing. What if I click and the next minute I get called and every Sunday they're...
Yeah.
None of that stuff.
Yeah. It's okay. It's
okay, so last chance, subscribe. Cook, dude.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, okay, last question.
Right.
If there is anything or like the greatest piece of advice that you wish you knew when you just started out, like if you could go back in time and tell yourself something, what would it be? Or change or anything, but like if there is something.
One piece of advice I'd give myself back then is like, just be okay being broke for a very long time, because you're gonna be broke for a while, you know, and that's okay. You know, that's the life of an artist. You know, you need to be willing to just live with no money just so that you can chase that goal, you know, that you have. And that, you know, eventually, though, it will pay off. Yeah, that's one thing I'd tell myself, because I think back then I was like so... I thought, you know, I was going to leave high school, and I was gonna blow up in a year and make millions.
And so many videos like that, like, yeah, to make millions doing nothing, yeah, with a faceless YouTube channel.
But that's not the case. You know, no. You need to be like, okay, just understanding that it's gonna take a while. Yeah, it's gonna take some time to get to where you're trying to get, and that's fine.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good nice stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice, nice. So this has been Neville, yep, on the movie show. Ha, we reviewed him today. We didn't review a film. We reviewed him. Favorite film, go. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, both of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Amazing.
And I'm sure you're like super excited for the third one.
Oh, man. Right. I can't wait, bro. I have like the whole soundtrack. I just listen to the soundtrack.
It's a good song. Yeah. Solid soundtrack. Yeah. Solid, yeah, soundtrack, that, mm-hmm, one.
It,
yeah,
is cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great movie.
Great movie.
Great
movie.
Piece of art.
Right? Mm-hmm. No, that is a piece of art.
Yeah,
that absolutely. Is, that, yeah, really is a piece of, very art. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the movie show. Mm-hmm. We really
thank you for having
it.
Me.
Enjoyed it.
This was fun.
It was fun. Yes. Right?
I'm definitely gonna come back.
Yeah, do it again sometime. Go, yeah, go follow him on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We'll link everything below, and we will be back next week.
Till then.
Till then. Peace.
Bye.